Unit 3, page 35, exercises 9 and 10.
So, we welcome our guests today, experimental psychologist Denise O'Brien and Michael Burrows, a marketing consultant. Denise, Michael, hello.
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 And today we're going to discuss personality tests, and in particular, tests which analyse people's personalities based upon their choice of colours. So, the first thing I'd like to ask you, Denise, is, speaking as a psychologist, whether you think these tests are at all scientific?
That's a good question, and the answer is no. They are not reliable at all. In fact, they are exactly the sort of thing that gives psychology a bad name and makes it seem unscientific and unreliable.
Why do you say that, Denise?
Because people may take them seriously and start to think that they are aggressive or shy, frustrated or impatient just because they prefer red shoes to black shoes. It's not just bad science. It isn't science at all.
Well, some strong opinions there. So, Michael, how do you feel about these tests?
Well, let me just start by saying that these tests are basically just a bit of fun, and I think people know that. People like doing these tests because they are fun.
Are you taking these tests too seriously, Denise? I mean, they aren't going to do any real harm. They aren't dangerous, are they?
Aren't they? I'm not so sure. Professional psychologists worry that people who do tests like these online are told, for example, they are too self-conscious, and then they feel they have to try to change their personality. That's dangerous, I think. Colours do not show our personality.
So, Michael, can you tell us why colour is so important to people in marketing?
Well, first, let me say I agree that colour does not show every part of our personalities, but I am certain that colour affects our shopping choices and decisions, and this is useful for marketing. If people think blue shoes show they are sensitive, but red shoes show they are aggressive, they are more likely to buy blue shoes than red shoes. That is useful information for people making and selling shoes. It's good for business. It's just good marketing.
But bad science. And who has decided that blue shows sensitivity and red aggression?
Isn't it connected to language? For example, we say, I'm feeling blue, meaning I'm feeling sad. This suggests that blue is a colour of feelings and is therefore sensitive.
Yes, that's interesting. And seeing red means being angry, feeling aggressive. In language, we do use red to show aggression.
Yes, we do. But we use it for other things too. If someone is red in the face, they are embarrassed, not angry. If someone is blue with cold, they are very cold. They're not being sensitive. All colours show lots of different feelings.
Well, as I said at the beginning, these tests are fun.
OK, well, let's move on to talk about other types of tests.